tuned into the audio channel from scorenotes.com. Enjoy the show.
So, Joe, thank you very much for joining us on Score Notes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. And let's kick things off with Spartacus, if we may.
Yes.
Can you kind of summarize your initial experiences working on the show? Because it seems like it presents you with quite a few wonderful musical opportunities.
It does. When we first talked about the music for the show, even before anything had been shot, we kind of knew we were going to use all the elements that we have used, all the elements at our disposal, that because there was a graphic novel style intent behind the action, that was going to open up a lot of possibilities for music, where music can do more than just be a narrative under the drama, where music doesn't have to be time period accurate, where that you can be a lot more eclectic and have different styles of music within the same show. That somehow seemed to fit together, mostly because it's the same composer trying to put it all together, but because the palette is so broad that it can accommodate all these things. And that was something essentially different from any other, you know, series or piece that I've ever worked on, that we could play a head-banging rock card and then switch to opera and then switch to something that was completely ethnic and world music based. And yet somehow, and then often combining those elements within the same piece. That's what's really been unique about it for me.
Yeah, from what I've seen, there's really an effective 1-2 punch going for it with the graphic novel inspired images as well as your music. Can you summarize how unique of a show you think this is for cable television or just television in general?
Well, yes, I mean, you know, I've tended to be involved with series that are ambitious in what they try to do in the television world, and Spartacus is no exception. I think that the drama, as we get into the series, I know you may have just seen the pilot. In the pilot, there's hugely action-driven, but there are entire episodes as we get into the series that don't take place in the arena, where there isn't a single fight, and that we're really, really heavily drawn into the characters and heavily drawn into the great dialogue that's written by Stephen Knight and the writers. So it really has everything going for it, besides the fact that there's this, you know, huge CGI creation of the arena and all the sort of bullet time shots and you know, the blood splatters that they spent lots of time on.
Yeah, I caught a couple of those, I would say.
Yeah, well, the first show is very, very graphic in every way, and I think that I'm not going to say that it tapers off, but it is, you know, there's a little bit more consideration as we move on into the series. I think the pilot is intended to hook people in just by its outrageousness.
I think what was cool for me is once I kind of grasped what the direction it was going in, I really bought into it, and I think a really interesting and compelling storyline will be told throughout this first series. So I have high hopes for it at this point.
I would encourage people to tune in, because it is a compelling storyline. I think very often, you know, with a lot of the graphic novel adaptations, and this isn't its original story, but with the style, you know, you are so overwhelmed with the visual technique left cold with the story. The story seems to suffer. You know, the setting of the images is more important than the characters. And this isn't necessarily the case as we move on into Spartacus. And so that's what really draws me in.
How actively engaged are the producers of the series with your music? Do they provide specific direction for each episode as you go into it?
Not really. I mean, we spot. And we spot the shows. I think most of the amount of time that we've put into the series was in discussing what we would do ahead of time and with really launching the pilot. So, and this happens on many series, you know, the pilot is where you're really trying to find the voice, the musical voice, and also the style for the show. And once we found out, once we discovered a few things about how to put the elements together in the show, those discoveries have served us well as we play out through the series. You know, that it, for example, it's okay at a certain point to pull the opera card out, even though you have not heard anything that's got a huge choir up to this point. You know, that at this point in a fight, rather than at this point in a fight, it's okay to bring in the rock music. And by that point, you've swept the audience into the fact of being able to accept, and you know, a piece of music that is very contemporary against gladiators fighting in an arena. Those types of things.
It's a terrific and intriguing direction, and you know, I applaud that type of approach, because so often so many shows or movies decide to just play it safe. So it's good to see or hear things open up in a series like this.
Yeah, and that we have the support of our producer to set aside budget for musicians, for orchestra. As you know, it's a disappearing entity, and it means so much. It means so much in a series like this to have that. That there's a lot of acoustic music, there's a lot of live music in this show.
Yeah, and whether the audience voices it loudly enough or not, music is just terribly important to how a movie or a show functions towards its success. So I'm a firm believer of that.
Well, yeah. It it's a great feeling to have walked into the show and music was thought, you know, what we would do for the music was thought of right from the very beginning. It wasn't an afterthought. It wasn't thinking necessarily fitting into a pre-existing mold, but certainly there were various precedents that were set, many of them, you know, in what we did in the 90s with Xena and Hercules. So this was the, continuation of that exploration. You know, how do you set this drama on television when you're in the BC?
And moving on to another show that seems to embrace the music quite well, and that's TNT's Leverage.
Yes.
And how pleasant of an experience has that been for you? The music comes across so nice, and it all seems to come together so well.
Well, it's a different animal, and it's totally fun. It's totally fun. First of all, I'm working with Dean Devlin, who I just love to collaborate with. He's so great. He's such a great producer, a creative producer, that's involved in all the aspects and all the sweating, all the details of anything that he's involved with. And with Leverage, you know, we have the template of the Caper show, you know, and we had the sort of the collective unconscious of Caper movies and television series of the 60s, you know, to draw upon. And we just kind of updated that sound. And so it's fun. It's just a breezy rhythm section, you know, funky urban, fun to play music. I love it because it's completely antithetical to experience like Spartacus. I love doing both shows. But, you know, it's nice to be able to draw on different parts of your musical personality, you know, and so I'm lucky that I play both sides of the spectrum.
Now, do any of these projects kind of cross over while you're in the midst of production? And if so, how, is that difficult to manage at times?
Well, Well, there are periods where they overlap, but, you know, in the new world, as you're aware, none of these shows play all year. You know, they're... What used to be a season is now a half season plus a few episodes. So, fortunately, there's not a whole lot of overlap at this point, which makes it good. But when there is overlap, you know, one deals with it. I don't know that it's... I mean, you're fortunate with a series that is off the ground. You're fortunate in that you're not reinventing the wheel. You're just adding to it. So it's easier. You don't have to start from scratch. You have your palette. You have your styles. You have your dramatic conventions. And so, you know, it's not as hard as going, say, from movie to movie to movie, where you're changing partners and starting from ground zero every time you start a new project.
Now, as you look at the canvas of the television programming that's out there today, are there any shows or types of shows that you hope you could get involved with in the future as far as genre-wise or subject-wise?
I think for me, I suppose that, you know, TV that I would watch myself would be a great place to be able to work on a show like that. And in Spartacus and in Leverage, I kind of have that. I would watch those shows, even if I wasn't composing for them. Even if I were not doing that. I think, you know, it seems like a lot of the best shows, or at least the most creative, have sort of fallen to cable. I'm a big fan of a lot of the shows on HBO and on Showtime. Certainly the and the dramatic movies also. And so, yeah, I'm necessarily a fan of shows that don't necessarily have a lot of music, but, you know, I'd love to work with Mr. Fontana. I loved Oz, you know. I love shows like Deadwood. I love, you know, those types of dramas that you can only find on cable. Not thinking of them as musical collaborations, just more being involved with good storytelling.
Sure, and that's a great great response because, you know, let's face it, the story is what drives something onto success, and the music aids that when it's called upon.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's kind of how. I think of myself as a storyteller from the musical realm, and so I tend to see things that way.
How does movies factor into your career as you look ahead? Or do you have an interest in getting more involved with cinematic features, or are you content at the moment with what you're doing now?
Well, it'd be great to do more features. I think the whole idea is to keep it fresh and interesting, but I've landed in places where, you know, my dance card has been full for years at a time with television. And that's kind of how it turned out, and I'm grateful for that because I've loved the people that I've been working with, and I love the shows. And, you know, to think about shows, long-running shows like Hercules and Xena, where we did have orchestra budgets and choir and all kinds of, you know, ethnic music from all over the world, and all the musicians I met through those ventures. I wouldn't have traded those. Those would be equivalent experience to someone doing features. You know, it just happened to be we were fitting a lot more information onto the small screen than you're used to hearing. You know, I don't know that if I had been doing television, which, you know, the requirements were far less challenging or varied, that, you know, I would have been near as happy, but this has worked out wonderfully. I mean, I think I've been doing my best to make feature music for television for a long time, and just trying to squeeze it in there with the time, the budget, and the audio bandwidth.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I've found that a lot of television music transcends the medium. And it doesn't even have to. Music is music, ultimately. And what sounds good is what soundtrack fans appreciate and enjoy. And you have quite a catalog of most impressive works. So,
thank you.
My pleasure.
Nice to hear.
Absolutely. And looking ahead, as we kind of wrap up here, looking ahead to the rest of the year, have you mapped out your production schedule for 2010?
We're doing a third season of Leverage. Spartacus has already been picked up for its second season. I'm in the middle of my second season of Legend of the Seeker, which is another interesting show that I'm involved with.
Yeah, and congratulations on your award recognition for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It means a lot with a show that not a people are... It's not necessarily a show that is widespread broadcast. It's a syndicated show, so it was very nice to be recognized for that. And finished an independent British film called Patagonia, just finished up, which is a wonderful little film that is a combination of Welsh and South American music, Argentinian music, where I played a lot of different instruments. Quenyas and charangos and ronrocos, and just a great little film, and had the opportunity to work with a singer, a pop singer named Duffy, and an operatic bass baritone named Bryn Terfel. And so had a great little adventure on that film, and hopefully people get to see that before the end of the year.
I'd have to say you're one very busy individual, and in that you could stay so creative and so on top of things. You know, that's a credit to your professionalism.
Well, thank you. I think it's just, you know, this is the path that I've chosen, and so I really do welcome opportunities to be able to do that, however unusual they may appear at first.
Fair enough. I genuinely hope we could catch up again at some point in the future and do another update on your work.
Great. Well, thank you, Tom. Nice to speak with you.
Likewise.
All right. Take care.